Amen. Before I start, I just want to remind you about the greatest gift that was ever given to us, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. And one message that I've brought here today is that loving is never in vain, even when that loving causes pain. In the book of John 3, verse 16, the word of God says that, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." When I walked into church today, the Rev was talking about honor. And I told myself that if I go to church today and if I've heard God right, I'm going to speak about honor. And while Jesus was dying on that cross, he was honoring his Father in heaven. And he died for you and I. You know, I was just trying to look at the cross, and growing up, I've been asking myself, what does love look like? Because our generation has told us that love is romance, love is just a bliss, it's just a momentary thing. But no, love is more than that. When you look at the cross, that is love. Because when Jesus Christ was dying on that cross, he opened his arms wide open, his heart was exposed, and he was bleeding. That means that when you decide to walk in honor, you are going to bleed. You are going to walk in pain. But as I title this, it's called Pour It Out. When you're pouring out your love, you are going to be honoring, because for you to honor, you are supposed to pour out the love. Because as Jesus was dying, they got that spear and shoved it to his side. And as they shoved it to his side, water poured out and blood poured out. And as that blood was pouring out, it was the blood and the power. So for you to walk in power, you are supposed to pour out the blood. You are supposed to pour out and walk in power. As Jesus was dying on the cross, that was love. As the church and the body of Christ, we are supposed to walk in love. And when you walk in love, you walk in honor. You cannot say you honor the man of God when you disrespect him. Love and honor go together. When you stand to honor the man of God, you should know that you are going to bleed. You are going to go through things that are going to hurt you. But as you get hurt, that is what love is. That is what love is. As the songwriter said, as Jesus was dying on that cross, pour out your power and love. As we sing holy, as we behold you shining in the light of your glory. We have to walk in love. If you're going to walk in love and honor, you're going to bleed. But be ready to bleed. As a leader, as a mother. So this is my message as I end. Loving is never in vain, even when that loving causes pain.